Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, Caitlin found a dead rat in her backyard.
Guess what I just did? Except for I didn't.
Well,
I watched and squirmed.
Yeah.
Does your butt hurt when you see a dead animal?
No, what?
It because I think I clench up so hard.
Your asshole just gets real tight?
Everything. And so that's just what happened right now.
Intro music. Hello.
And welcome
to another episode
of the best podcast in all the land.
What's your excuse?
Yeah, that's us. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Megan.
I almost said Megan right. Again. I almost said it. I just want to be you.
Don't do that. We have a guest with us this week.
We do. Hello. Put your face.
Hey.
This is Erin. She is joining us.
She's going to say hi again.
That's fair. Hey, this is here's a normal one. Hey, guys.
So Erin is the owner of Lone Star Pinup and Temple.
Oh, shit. Okay, no, I fucking love your work.
Because you look so busted.
No. I don't know if I've ever actually seen you. I've just seen your work.
Yeah, you have. You met her at my birthday.
Yeah, okay, then, yeah.
Less busted.
Yeah. I didn't know that you did that then there, though. Yeah. No, you were great looking then. You're great looking now. So I've actually known about you before I knew Megan.
Nice.
Because my friend Laura has taken photos with you a few times. And she's always like, you got to go take photos with her. And I was like, I am broke, but yeah. I love this
That'll
idea.
Do it.
Yeah,
I was
That'll
like,
do it.
No, I mean, because your prices are 100% fair. They are.
Oh, they're 100% left. Yeah,
they're super cool, and all your stuff is so cool. Okay, yeah. Wow, I'm so, in the
that's her
presence of this is fun. That was so cool. I didn't know that.
So, other than this, how was your week?
I went to Austin.
Cool. For what?
Jeremy's birthday.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
What'd y'all do?
Well, we rented an Airbnb. Neat. I did. And I thought it was just a single room in a house that someone lived in, because I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically pretty okay.
Yeah.
However, I was worried, because on the thing, I'll have to show you. Well, yeah. When you're scrolling through to make your trip, one of the pictures definitely looked like it was from a camera in the corner of the room, and I was we're about to have a sex tape. And... but then I got in there and I checked thoroughly for cameras everywhere. Good.
Just a nanny cam.
Yeah.
You probably do have a sex tape now.
I probably.
Yeah.
That's fine. But then, is everything okay?
Yeah.
You looked concerned.
No, I'm just turning up the volumes.
But then we just day drank the whole time.
Good.
We started off with a pitcher of mimosas and then we got a pitcher of beer.
Good.
Then went to another brewery, had more beer, then bought a 4-pack. Went and played putt-putt, drinking beer.
Oh, hey, Wednesday night, we're going to Putters.
Wednesday night after?
Yeah, after trivia.
After trivia? Yep. Okay, I'm going tomorrow as well.
So you need to take a nap on Wednesday, not pass out for the whole night.
Literally cannot take a nap, but if we're going straight to Bear Arms and then after there, I can do that.
Okay, good, good.
I don't work Thursday.
All right, cool.
But yeah, and then we finished at Oasis Brewery, which was very pretty. It overlooks Lake Travis.
Can't tell if this is picking me up. So go ahead. Sorry.
And I'm pretty sure I got sunburn because my lily white skin was out and it was just beaming down on me. And by that point, I was like, I'm not drunk because I've had a lot of water. But I've had enough alcohol in me today that if I finish this beer, I might vomit.
Good.
I just was like, I've had so much that drinking it. Ugh. But they had the best truffle fries.
Oh, good.
I would go there again just for the fries.
Yeah.
And I'm very picky about my
fries. You didn't order them right after your family had eaten and then leave them at the pub that you were at, like San Marcos?
No. I ate all those, too.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so proud of you.
I ate most of them, and then I said, y'all motherfuckers better take this shit to go.
Yeah.
And then I did, but these truffle fries, I did eat most of them. But then I felt really self-conscious, so I said, Jeremy, fucking pack these up, and you eat the rest of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
He's like a bird.
Ugh, little bitch.
Nothing. And I'm like...
And he won't even let you eat overnight ramen.
I know. He said I would have eaten it too, and I was like, what the fuck?
What were y'all doing?
We threw away so much ramen.
Y'all were both trying to impress each other. That's embarrassing.
It is. I said, well, next time, that day-old ramen is both of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how was your week?
It was good. I hung out with my family, hung out with the new dog.
And new dog? Oh, right.
Yeah. The same new dog.
Cute.
Still new. Yeah.
We
took her to Austin to meet my sister and my niece and my sister's wife.
How did the dog do in the car? How did little dogs handle cars?
She slept like the whole time. Like there were moments that I was like, is she alive?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Kiki turns into the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Like one time I was driving her across the parking lot because I was moving apartments across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, She's too fat for her harness that I bought her, so I can't walk her on her leash because she has a leash. So I was like, we'll just throw her in the car real fast and it'll be fine. Because I was like, I can't carry her that way.
Uh-huh.
Like, she would get out and bolt. She's surprisingly fast,
yeah.
even though she is that fat.
Yeah, she is.
She can run.
I can vouch
and,
for this.
She, like, all of a sudden was... The sounds that were coming out of her were the most guttural, like, demonic sounds. And I was like, holy shit, Satan is in my lap. And then she pissed on me. And I was like, she's possessed. She's possessed.
Yeah.
And so that's my experience with animals and cars.
No, this dog does pretty well. Marrow does not do well in cars.
Yeah.
He's just very excitable. Like, I once had to take him to the bank with me. Shouldn't have done that.
He needed to cash a check.
Bad plan. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They needed him to authenticate his identity.
Paw print.
Yeah, in paint.
Yeah. Kiki did that once. She hated that.
She did.
She hates everything.
But only our patrons can see that.
That's right.
Our
and only
Patreon
one of
donors.
Them can.
No, that one.
Oh.
I
well,
think
she
they
can
all
see them
it's
hating
exclusive.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But only one gets the actual autograph.
That's right.
That's
that
right.
is correct. You know, Brian Harmon is a donor.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Happened right at the
good
end.
Good for him. Good for him. I feel like that was directed at me.
I love that journey for him. So, real quick, we do need to give our shout outs.
Right. Yes. So, now we have four.
We do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ashley H. is our number one.
Yep. She's a chicken sandwich connoisseur.
Yes. And she's been there the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So we love her. She's
yes.
the best. She gets all of our appreciation until we die.
Yes. Brandon Bush is...
Rapid Kick Media.
That's right. Rapid Kick Me... Rabbit Kick...
Rabbits!
Whatever. You all heard it. Rapid Kick Media. Rapid Kick Media.
Rapid.
There we go. I don't remember his tier, but he donates. So thank
Some
you
$5,
for that. Yeah,
whatever
but,
that is.
Yeah.
I don't
remember the names we gave them. Sleep Fighters?
Yeah, I got a video. Let's
Sleep
see.
Fighters, I think.
Is it? Let's just see. $5 Sleep Fighters, you're right.
Yep.
Which is
and
also what
Vanessa
is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We love her too. I
and
don't know her.
Brian is her. A Thoughts and Prayers.
Yeah, because he's doing nothing. Just
okay.
Kidding.
All right. Brian and Amanda. I did get scolded because Amanda donated also, Brian said.
Go in there. Edit it. Put Amanda's name first and then Brian second.
It's fine. I already did it.
No, I'm saying they can go in there and edit their name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going
to
do that.
She wants to be on there.
It's okay. She didn't have an issue with it. Brian just texted me and was like, it was Amanda too. And I was like, okay.
Okay. But they're great. We love them.
Yep.
You should also donate.
Yeah.
Stab myself in the face. But on our Instagram is a handy dandy video.
That's right.
Of all
so
our
you
tiers.
Can see how much you want to donate and what you'll get.
Yeah. And with a link.
Yeah.
To it.
Yeah.
So
that helps. Do you want to dive in?
Yeah. We got right to the chase.
And Aaron, by the way, anytime that you hear something that you want to respond to or say something about, just lean right in next to my face.
Yeah, put your face right in.
I'll do it.
Also, I'd like to say...
I was terrified. I was just going to sit back here.
I would also like to say, Aaron and Christina just got to witness why we beg you guys for money every fucking week.
Oh, I was like, I'm straight up about to just buy you one of these. So you, like, get on with this.
It took us almost, it took us a damn hour to get our adapter to work. I have my phone resting on it right now.
I was because it's wondering, the
only
fun.
Way that it will work. So this is why we beg for your money every week. It's not just so that we can go spend it on shit all fucking strippers nothing. And, yeah, strippers and blow.
Yeah.
It's
my two faves.
You know, Ryan went to a jury duty once and the judge asked, like, what do you like to do for fun? Because they're doing, like, the interview stuff. And this guy just goes, smoke weed and fuck bitches.
You're on.
Ryan was like, that's the smartest man in this fucking room.
Yeah, because they put him out, right? Yeah, and they say, never mind.
Absolutely that put him out. Smoke weed and fuck bitches.
I'm going to do that.
I love it.
I will say that, exactly. And I'm sure they'll get real scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Not only about the marijuana, but...
But mainly because I'm lesbians. Fucking bitches and I'm a... Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
Especially here in Texas. Yay! Yeah.
Waco. A lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. so,
Oh, but wait. No. Oh. There's more. Speaking of giving
this
us money...
This week I was fucking bitches.
Yes. And I'm gonna go into detail. No, but you can also buy stickers from us.
Oh, yes.
For $3. So if any of you know us, hit
care
us up.
Care about us.
Yes, care about us.
I already bought one, so yeah, that's I'm right. going to buy another one.
So that's did right. Christina.
Christina.
We also have an audience. Yes. We're basically doing a live show
it's
right now.
It's a live
now.
Show. We're live taping. We're getting there. Yay. That's our that's our laugh track.
You guys are hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So
perfect.
That's what it's going to be like. So make us famous enough so we can have real life shows. Kiki just contributed. Did you hear with
Kiki
her
always
spawn
is.
Of Satan sound?
Kiki's always our audience.
I hate her. But yeah, give us your money. They're actually kind of selling out fast.
Yeah.
Because I am mainly just very persistent and I yell at everyone until they buy one. I'm like, motherfucker. Buy this sticker.
Yeah. So buy them. They're $3.
Yeah.
And eventually we may do like tote bags.
Yeah. And I would love to do t-shirts eventually.
Yep.
And with all this cash monies we're making,
all
but it's not
millions.
Really. Yeah. Millions. We can really afford to make that.
Yeah.
But also if you buy all of our stickers, we can get more better stickers. And
better quality.
Mo
sound
better.
Stuff.
Better sound.
Yeah.
Better t-shirts.
You buy us. I want to let you guys know our priorities are. Sell these stickers, buy an adapter, sell more stickers somehow. Don't know.
Yeah.
Get better stickers.
Get
shirts,
better stickers.
Shit like that.
I think, well, I did think it'd be fun to have a t-shirt that was just a goose having water,
water
poured
or goose.
On it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Water
and
or
then,
goose.
But with nothing else.
Yeah.
And so that way people would be like, what the fuck is your shirt? And then
yeah.
they'd have to be like, well, it's from this podcast.
Ooh, you're so smart, bitch.
Yeah. So then they have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then
good
they
idea.
Go, ah, and then we can make our friends make their friends subscribe right there.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Oh, that's right. The other day, Saturday, I got done working an event, and I went to Bear Arms and drank some beer with Jeremy and his friend. And while we were sitting there, I said, pull out your goddamn phone. And I said, hey, do you want a sticker?
Uh-huh. Of
just
course.
Met this fool, and I said, you want to buy a sticker?
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, sure. And
good.
I was like, that's the right answer. Thank you.
Good
and I
job.
Said, you should probably listen to us now, too.
Yeah.
And so then I pulled out his phone, and I typed into it, and I hit subscribe, and I said, better listen.
You're welcome.
So now we have a new subscriber.
Oh, perfect.
And a new sticker
you
should holder.
Have just gone in and made him a patron.
I should have. Next time.
Next time you have someone's phone.
I'm just going to steal everyone's phone. You're going to be like, Caitlin, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just taking
nothing.
Some selfies.
Don't worry about it.
Haha, $15 a month, bitch.
What's your bank account number? So, do you want to tell them now what we're going to talk about? We're getting right into it, Liam.
Liam, motherfucker.
That's
I made him buy a sticker today.
I know, he told me.
I wore him down, though. I've
he
been working
it to
on
Chantel.
Him. No, he both of them?
Oh, no, I guess he bought one.
He
and
bought
she,
one for her, too.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, well, she's like, I'll pay you back. And I was like, did you see that she posted on Facebook?
I did.
I was like, that's so nice.
It
and
is
I was,
nice.
Chantel, I don't know if you really listen, but... Thanks.
But we'll take it.
We'll take it. Just tell people we're funny. Where's the goddamn thing? So today we are talking about speeding excuses.
Yep.
Which I have plenty of because I've been pulled over for speeding all the time.
Yeah.
I have a real bad problem.
Yeah.
Zero. Wow. That's impressive. Not me. I get pulled over all the time. And every time they go, do you know I pulled you over? And I said, no. And they're like, ma'am, you're going like 15 over.
I did that once.
I'm fine.
I did that once. I'm like, sure. I was going 55 and the speed limit's 40. Mm. And the cop pulled me over and he was a real asshole about it. He's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, well, obviously, yes. But I was like, I think I told him, like, but the speed limit really should be 55 over here because everyone goes this fast. Yeah.
I was going with the flow of traffic.
Yeah. He was like, well, it's not. And I was like, well, clearly you pulled me over. And then he stood there looking at my inspection sticker and I was in my mom's car and I knew it was out. And so it was like 3 or 4 months out. And he was just, like, staring at it, like, eyeing it down. And finally, I was like, can you just write it on the ticket? It's expired. Just write it down. And he was like, what? And I was like, I know you know the sticker's expired. Can you just write it? Like, just give me the ticket. I have things to do with my day.
Yeah. We got to move along.
Write it on there.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I recently got pulled over for that. We all know.
Yeah.
It was bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One time I did get pulled over. I think I was going borderline 20 over. 20 or something. It was like a 75, and I was probably going 90.
Oh, neat.
I was on Highway 6. I was going home. And so,
I was like, I feel like this is generally as fast. You said 15 miles an hour over, and I was like, oh, does that count as speeding? Because usually I'm doing like 30 over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, I mean, I typically just don't go to the speed limit ever.
Yeah.
I make my own speed limit.
Yeah. It's kind of a suggestion.
Yeah. That's a speed suggestion.
Yeah.
But this guy whipped across that median, like I said.
Uh-huh.
Pull me over. But I did just get a warning for that.
That's nice.
And then I thought that was because he couldn't...
Yeah, he couldn't speed gun you.
Yeah, but he apparently can.
Yeah.
According to cop friends Thomas and Scarlett, which I think they listen now.
And my friend Matthew.
Matthew, cop friend too.
Yes.
Okay, fun. We have so many friends.
I know. We have so many cop friends.
Okay. So,
well, Erin, do you have a story about speeding, getting pulled over?
Since you go 30 over.
I don't get pulled over very much, but I have tried to go with, because I've heard the best excuse, not even an excuse, if you just agree with them. If you're like, do you know I pulled you over, and you're like, I was speeding, I know it, like, and I'm sorry. Like, and then they're, like, more likely to be like, all right, well, she's not being a, like, bitch, and like,
whoops. She's crying about the inspection sticker.
Well, she's not trying to be like, no, I'm sick, or like, I have to go to the bathroom, like, oh, whatever. So, like, they're more likely to let you off. It doesn't work.
No,
I've tried that one twice. Didn't work either time.
Nope. You know what I've always wondered if it would work is my nosebleeds, because sometimes I would get, like, nosebleeds while I was driving. And I always wondered, like, if I got pulled over right now, what would they do?
I feel like that would work.
I was like, my next one is going to be, like, I am bleeding all over myself. Like, feminine problems. Like, I got to get, like, do you want me to get out of this car? Like, it's a lot of situations here.
A lot.
See what happens. It'll probably be a female cop next time I get pulled over. She'd be like, girl. Yeah.
We already know it's the best excuse, though.
It really is.
Like, that shit will get you out of anything. So it maybe
that or
it
you shit
you
your pants.
Ticket. Yeah.
But
that one does not get you out of it.
Yep.
Wait, was that you too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Call back.
I'm piecing it all together. How fun.
Yep.
Well, this one says, let's go. Number one. Oh, they have the cops' names. Fun.
Ooh.
Cool. So Brian Turner, cop man, said, a drunk guy told me he was pregnant, then urinated all over himself, claiming his water broke.
Perfect.
This is real shit from cops. This is police1.com.
I so very much love that.
He was pregnant.
Yep. His water broke. Oh, God.
That's pretty fucking clever. Like, for being drunk,
that's the thing, if you weren't drunk, I would let you off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? You really committed to this.
You sold it.
You go home.
For half a second, I believed that Jesus was in your womb.
But the only reason that you have to, like, not let them off is because he's drunk.
Yeah, and could kill someone.
So.
Which is sad.
Why am I laughing? I stopped a girl with all the goth black stuff on herself and little figurines on her dash. I asked, what is all this stuff?
And she goes, Satan. I'm a Wicca.
Okay.
I said, a what? She said, you know, a witch. I say, oh, yeah. Then she asks, are you giving me a ticket? I said, yes, I am. She said, I'll put a spell on you. I told her, too late.
Now
my
ex-wife mine.
Beat you to it. Dave Simpson.
He's my favorite new cop. Sorry, Thomas and Scarlett.
Thomas fucking
stay
upset.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's good. Okay. Wait. Oh, this one is funny. I did read it earlier. So, this one says, driver. It's got a little nice little dialogue here. Driver. My buddy, who's a police officer, is going to kill me. And the officer says, who is your buddy? And the driver says, David Polino. And then she responds, or he responds, oh, you know Dave Polino? Well, in that case, you should thank him when you see him. And the driver says, you bet, officer. I will do exactly that. And then, and now this is like what you do. What is it called? Like when it gives you notes?
Oh. Footnotes?
Footnotes?
Yeah.
I stand there in awkward silence until the driver chimes in and says,
stage directions.
Stage directions. I don't do theater. Until the driver chimes in and says, can I help you? And the officer says, just waiting for my thanks. And the driver is like, I don't understand. And he says, can you read, ma'am? Can you read my name tag out loud? And the driver goes, officer, Sergeant David Polino. And he goes, ma'am, since we're such good friends and all, and you were going to thank me, I was just waiting for my thanks. Which is awkward. And I'm like, where did she just make up that name? Also,
she probably heard one of her friends say it. Yeah. And then was like, I'm going to use this.
Damn.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
You stupid, stupid moron.
Stupid bitch. That was pretty clever, though, that the cop just stood there.
That is. I thought the sign I-95 meant the speed limit. Glad you didn't catch me over on SR-210 earlier. Like, fuck up. Fuck right off.
Can cars go 210 miles an hour?
No.
Do you go into a plane?
You have to, like, maybe, like, on a NASCAR track where you're only turning left.
Yeah.
For miles and miles and miles.
Full left, always.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's terrifying.
One skill set.
Just go left. I could do that.
That's good.
Oh, is this really this cop's name? Timber Bear?
I don't know.
It sounds like a stage name.
Yeah. It's a different kind of cop.
This is the one that made me click on this article, though. I wasn't speeding. I just got a haircut, and it makes me look fast.
Uh-huh. I've often thought the same thing. Yeah. Every time I color my hair, I just think, I look way faster.
I could run so fast. Run a whole mile.
It's not a distance issue.
Well, but real fast, you could run it. Like, 4 minutes.
Fair enough.
That's stupid fast. I'm pretty sure that's some state record.
I think that's like a world record, my friend.
Probably.
In 4 minutes?
Well, I don't know. If I can run one in 8, I feel like people could probably run it faster.
We'll look it up.
Yeah. World record for mile.
Yeah. Aaron's got us.
Got it.
So, it snowed 6 inches, and I radar a car driving 54 and a 30. Stopped her, and she very matter-of-fact told me, duh, I know I was going fast. I was trying to get the snow off my windshield so I could see where I'm going. What is this?
Men's record is 3 minutes 43 seconds, and women's is 4 minutes and 12
my
seconds.
My God.
How? I would vomit. I would start vomiting.
Svetlana.
Like, nobody's saying these names. It's too racist.
Svetlana Masterkova.
All right, we'll give you that one. Good luck with this one.
Hisham El. Hisham?
Hickam.
El
Guerrero.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I liked Hisham. That was probably right. El Guerrero. Nope. How you say that? There's so many
where are they from?
Like a video of someone else saying, right?
Yeah, I bet you they have that on YouTube.
But anyways, going fast to get the snow off your windshield, which I know I've often wanted to do that, and I say often knowing that, like, I have only lived in Texas, so often enough where it's, like, frosty snow or what the fuck ever. And I'm like, if I could just speed out and get this fucking shit off of my windshield.
Drift.
But you know what I don't do? Do it.
Yeah.
That's smart. What I don't do.
Because you can endanger lives.
Well, mainly I don't want to get a ticket.
That too.
I'm going to be honest.
Priorities. Darwin Justice. I mean, I feel like if your last name's Justice, you have to become a cop. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of how it goes. Says, I checked a 17-year-old kid on I-71 near... Okay, yeah, those are a lot of words. Just south of Grove City, Ohio, at 101 miles per hour.
Plower.
101 plower. He was driving a gold Ford Explorer two-door. Man, he was very thorough.
Wow.
When I told him...
That means this kid's, like, super fucked up because he remembers every detail.
Yeah. He says... Yeah, that too. Or he just copied and pasted the case report.
Alright, fuck me. This guy, maybe he didn't fuck up at all. Go ahead.
He wasn't even speeding. He's pretty fucking dumb. When I told him I checked him at 101, he threw a fit and wanted to argue with me, saying he is only doing 85 miles per hour. Me, being the curious cop, asked him why he thought he was only going 85, and his response was, my speedometer only goes to 85, and I had my gas pushed all the way to the floor.
I fucking hate people.
First of all,
what year was this? What year was the car?
Last time I had a car that, well...
All my of my cars I've ever had.
1996. I ruined it.
I had a 95 Ford Taurus, and that one, I think, did cap out at around 85.
Really? I've never had a car that capped out at less than, like, 120.
Yeah, oh. Like 110, 120.
I'm pretty sure
now is mine.
Oh, my 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee, I think, is maybe 100, 110 at the best.
Mm.
I feel like my truck probably caps out at 85 because your gas will just... it'll just be decimated.
Yeah,
it'll be gone.
Like full tank will just run out by 85.
I think we've just been reading in order. I don't know.
Yeah,
we
have.
Just do 10, 20,
30. 80. We'll cap out at 85 right now.
I spit my figgy wine. I'm sorry if that got on you.
One of my cop friends told me a story. He pulled over a couple for speeding, asked why the driver, male, was speeding. The male said his wife, the passenger, was pregnant, and they were going to the hospital. Officer said that was fine, even though he knew the truth. Followed them to the hospital to make sure everything went all right. Yeah, because they'll escort you.
Hell yeah.
When they got to the hospital, he escorted them in and made sure they got a room right away. Finally, the male admitted to lying. The officer didn't write him up, figured the hospital bill would be enough. This motherfucker committed to this lie. I always respect people who really commit to a lie. I really
Instead
do.
Instead of being like, never mind, like, I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, like, and I'm not, like, respecting people for lying, but I respect you when you commit that hard to a lie.
I'm also just, like, that cop. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, yeah.
Probably in Woodway.
I'm sure he'll fuck you over in some other ways.
Yeah.
Really, though. Really.
Probably. Go on.
Because I was trying to decide if I wanted to do this one, but then I read it, and I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And then I was like, wait, that's kind of funny. it just says, my car has a recall on it for unexplained acceleration, and I'm on my way to get it fixed. Where do people come up with this shit?
I, like, wish that I could be this original.
I know.
Okay, so this will be our final one for now. We'll come back to this list on another week.
Yeah, because there's lots of other good ones on here. But we don't want to take 2 hours.
This says, I have a cold, and when I cough, my foot mashes the pedal. So listen, though. Listen, though. When I sneeze... I'm terrified because once
your
when
eyes
I was a
close.
Kid, yeah, when I was a kid, Oprah was like, you could get in a wreck when you sneeze because your eyes close. And blah, blah, blah. And so now when I sneeze, I'm constantly like, Like, I just, like, look as my fast eyes open. As I can. Because I'm so fucking terrified I'm going to get into a head-on collision. Yeah. And so that's how I feel about coughing and sneezing while driving.
That's, yeah. I mean, it is terrifying. Every time, like, especially if I have to sneeze a lot, like the other day. I was super allergic to the pollen outside.
Yeah.
I was driving home and I was just like, tick, 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 tick.
What are your sneezes like?
Well, they're a little bit longer. I mean,
it sounds like they're like mine.
But.
If we're being honest.
They're slightly longer.
Everyone apparently hates my sneeze.
I've never heard you sneeze. Let's sneeze.
No, I'm good. I got it. Kiki, come over here.
Let's rub her on your face.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Oh, speaking of hospital bills. My eye will swell up.
Yeah, that happened. We showed y'all.
Yep.
That was scary.
Yeah. I get like ulcers on my eyeball when I'm around cats.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's gross.
What was that, day one?
Yeah, that was day one. That was the infamous first ever recording.
Oh, the one, okay.
Uh-huh.
The never before heard except for Ashley Harrison.
That's right.
The H. Fuck. I'm sorry.
So, Erin has an excuse she wants to share with us.
Yes.
It's not super exciting, but okay. It's not as exciting as my first excuse.
Yeah.
We already talked about where I pooped my pants when I was four. But that was just... So.
Classic.
Back to the jury duty discussion from before. So I only have ever been called for jury duty once in my life. It was like 10 years ago. And so I go, I'm super nervous, and I already know that I can't be called because I am in a play at the time, and that play has school day matinees that we had to perform for kids, like, in the morning. So I was like, I cannot come and do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be in this show. Like,
what am I going to do?
I'm doing community theater already. Oh, come on. So I'm freaking out, like, because I'm young, you know, I don't know what's going on. So I go in there, there's all these people in there, and they're like, I sit there for like an hour, and then they're like, if anybody has any reason why you think you, like, can get out of this or whatever, like, come up and tell us, like, get in the line and go up there. And so I'm trying to, like, tell him this, like, a school day matinee, and, like, all they heard me say was, like, school, and they were like, oh, yeah, you student, like, you can just leave your student. And I was like, okay, cool, okay, yeah, student, yeah, school, okay. And I was like, do I need to pull something out? And they were like, no, you can just leave. And I was like, so wait, I don't even have to, like, come here because y'all didn't even write down that I was here or anything. I was like, I'm never coming to jury duty again. But also, that was Bell County, and I hear McLennan County will, like, arrest you on the spot.
They will.
So do not do that.
They'll fine you. They fine you $100.
Oh, yeah. Bell County was like,
every time you
just
miss.
Leave. We don't care. I was really? Like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Man, I should probably start checking my mail.
Yeah. I've never gotten called again, knock on wood, but
yeah. Ooh. Ryan's dad got called a while back, and, like, they have you park in the back and come in through this, like, weird alley back door. I don't fucking know. And there's, like, a step, and his dad fell and, like, fucked up his shoulder.
Sue him.
And so he goes. He still went in. Like, he still
went in.
He had to
get his insurance money.
Dislocated his shoulder or something. I can't remember.
Jesus.
And he still went in. And now that I say that, I can't remember if it was his shoulder or his knee, but he hurt himself.
An important.
Badly enough that I would have been like,
rotary
fuck this.
Yeah.
But he still went in. And he was like, hi, I think I've broken a bone. I can't serve on this jury. And the judge was like, I've never seen anyone go to this far of lengths to avoid jury duty. And he was like, no, I really fell outside. Like, you can, like,
look
I can
at my
show
shoulder.
You.
It's down here. Like,
just wiggling around.
It's just like some skin.
It's like Harry Potter in the first one when he breaks his bones and they get rid of all of his bones.
I'm laughing. I don't get this reference at all.
That's sad.
That's sad.
That makes my bones hurt.
That's all we have for this week, right?
Yeah, well, do we want to do a little...
a lightning round?
Yeah, lightning round. That's what we call it. I was like, Q&A?
Are you prepared?
No, I'm so scared. What is this?
Okay. Good.
So, what we will do is we will give you situations.
Okay.
And you will let us know what kind of excuses.
Oh, I'm
going to
be terrible at it.
That's fine. Ryan was probably the worst.
Ryan was not great.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Mind right.
Okay.
Like ones I would actually do.
Or if you like can think of a good excuse.
One. Like, yeah.
We'll see.
You don't have to use it. Maybe that you would suggest to a friend.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be better. You do it, not me.
You go first.
Okay. Me go first. Yeah. Well. Okay. We like to start with. Have you ever gotten out of a friend's birthday party? Or had to, or if you had to get out of line.
See, I'm like that person who's like, if my friend took the time to invite me to their party, I'm gonna go to it because I don't want them to feel bad.
But what if you have someone else that didn't?
I would blame it on. I would blame it on my dog. I would love to, but like I gotta get home and let Millie out. She's gonna pee all over my house, and that's a lot of pee. So
I would love to. I gotta give Mara his medicine.
Yeah. Yep, that's yours.
Yep. My excuse is to always be blaming it on somebody else. Like, it's never my fault. Like, I gotta do this thing for my mom, you guys. Yeah. Like, so, you know, I would, but I just can't. I'm committed.
Yeah. So, what about, say that you run your business out of a place that is away from you, ways away, and your client shows up and you're 45 minutes late to your shoot.
Oh, that would never happen.
Well, I know that would never happen, but, like, if it did, which it would never, it'd be impossible, I feel like, for it to happen.
I would never fuck up, ever.
Also, that's why I said somewhere far away from you, because it'd be really difficult.
I would probably blame it on, like, traffic or, like, somebody else, unbeknownst to them. I'd be like, oh, it was my hair and makeup artist's fault. Like, she just didn't get over here. And then I would never tell her that, and then, like...
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin.
What are some other good ones we've used? I don't even remember.
Getting out of work.
Yeah. Well, but that's kind of what you said.
Yeah.
See, I don't like getting out of work.
Then you don't get paid.
That's my money.
Yeah.
I lack money.
What if what if somebody invited you somewhere? What if you had to get out of a date? I remember.
Well, come on. Okay, I'm assuming that I agreed to a date that I didn't actually want to in the first place, because I felt like if I wanted to go, I'd probably just go. But if I would...
I've said yes, and then...
I would like, agree to it in person, and then, like, cancel via text later.
Yeah.
Because I can be, like, way more honest / rude in writing than I can face-to-face, because face-to-face I'd be like... Oh, no, that's great. No, that's fine. And then later I'm like, listen, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm out.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, yeah, I'd love to, but, like, my dog is going to pee on the floor, so I just can't.
Perfect. I think that's it.
Yeah, those
that's all
good.
I've got.
Did I pass? I passed the line.
Yeah, you passed.
Pass.
Okay. You passed. Phew. We get to stay friends.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, that's a secret.
Yeah, that's
if
all
don't
it
pass.
Is.
Well,
you know who doesn't pass? Joey.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, fired.
You know why?
Tomato.
We didn't even talk about this yet.
Tomato.
We found out.
From an unknown source, but.
I already told Joey who told us.
Okay, good.
I said, just so you know, that's her fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
So when you tell him your shitty little secrets, guess who tells us?
He tells us. He's loyal.
Joey doesn't listen to
Joey
this podcast.
Doesn't listen.
He's not even going to be upset
by this. Eat a
if you
sack
remember,
of shit.
That's right. He won't. He won't ever know. He won't know. But if you remember last week, Tomato recognized me in public without Megan. So that was a big feat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, let me take a photo with you.
What?
But I didn't.
Right.
And... it was very exciting, and then we gave him this wonderful, wonderful shout-out on
Gleaming.
The podcast last week, and then shortly afterwards, we figured out, never mind.
It was a lie.
He doesn't actually listen. Whatever. That's
Joseph.
Dumb.
So, for those of you that do listen, if you know him, you can tell him that we're talking shit.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that do listen, and they also know him. So, again, for those of you that do listen, if you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at our Facebook, which is What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Yes. Or our Instagram, which is also What's Your Excuse Podcast. But that one is no spaces or any caps or anything like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or you can email us, and that is What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, we love emails. And then you can also find us on our Patreon, which is just patreon.com/ What's Your Excuse Podcast. Real easy peasy to find us, and then you can give us all your money.
Yeah, and then you get access to exclusive content, like the video of us trying to get Kiki's autograph.
Yep, and the video of stickers coming in.
Right.
All that stuff. We've got lots of exclusive shit for you.
We do.
But also, most importantly, I've realized that we've been forgetting to say this. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribing helps us a lot. And then when you rate us and actually leave a whole ass review, like, it literally, someone said pretty okay.
Yeah.
Very funny. That's all you got to do is just hit 5 stars and then write like 2 words.
Right.
2 words on the iTunes, the Apple Podcast app. That's all you got to do. And that helps our ratings a whole bunch, and it helps us get to the top of whenever you're searching for us. So please take the time to just go ahead and do that. And yeah, but you can also find us on
Stitcher. I don't know how to find us on there.
Yeah,
but we're there. Yeah. So
we're there somewhere. Stitcher. And Spoofy.
Yes, or and Spotify. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
and podcast.com.
Yeah. But
who listens there?
Yeah, no.
We don't know.
So go listen, rate, review, subscribe.
Yes.
Give us your money.
Give us your money.
Reach out to us.
Everything. And yeah. And then we'll be great.
All right, shitheads.
Yeah, you shit.
Bye.
Heads, bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. You're welcome.